AmericanTire.com.
Republicans once again block financial reform debate. So what does it mean? It looks like there might actually be a compromise, but is this good or is this bad for you and me? We'll talk about it. Plus, lots of concern over this new law in Arizona that hasn't even kicked in yet. It's going to be at least another 90 days before that happens. In fact, the end of the summer, if there is an injunction first, because I think there will be a legal block. Some judge is going to come up with this because there's going to be a lot of challenges. The ACLU is not the only game in town. They've already filed a lawsuit, but there are others who are doing the same thing, including the mayor of Phoenix, who is filing a lawsuit as well over the constitutionality, easy for me to say, of this Arizona illegal immigration deal. But there is lots of hot opinions going back and forth across the country, and there are marches planned in cities all over the country. And this, not even in Arizona. That's already happening in Arizona. There's already rallies and placards out all over the place and T-shirts on both sides of illegal immigration, on both sides of this thing. Coming up, a new segment on America Tonight called Fruits and Nuts. Because we got them, folks. And I have a good Fruits and Nuts for you this time around. I think it'll make you chuckle. We need to chuckle a little bit on this show, right? So we're going to do that. Also, Fort Hood. Have we forgotten? There's been this massive debate over the documents. Many members of Congress asking, what's the beef? Give us the paperwork on what is happening with this investigation into Major Hassan. We want to know more. Senator Lieberman was pushing for that. He's not the only one. And I'll tell you what the compromise might be over the documents. See how quickly you forget. Lives ripped apart in Fort Hood. And now we're on to other things. That's time just keeps ticking. And in the internet technology age, the cycles move fast. But I certainly haven't forgotten. And it's horrific what took place there. And you worry about other bases and you wonder about the security factor. But we'll dive into that in a second. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, by the way. America Tonight, the name of the show. If you just tuned in and you're cruising down the highway somewhere in this great country, we're glad you found us. You can throw in your 2 cents at 800-259-5791. Let's start with not the Goldman 7 and the fact that they were grilled on the Hill. The senators had a shot at asking them about their particular brand of finance and how it sunk America, which they're denying and saying it had nothing to do with us, the financial crisis. Well, not exactly. But we'll get into that, too, here. But first, let's start quickly with this one. If you missed it, there were some fireworks on Larry King the other night. I thought it was pretty good. My favorite sheriff, Sheriff Joe, who takes no crap, the sheriff of Arizona, of Maricopa, I think it's Maricopa County, who has done some really, really edgy, great things, I think, when it comes to illegal immigration. And has gotten a lot of flack for it and a lot of praise for it, too. He was a guest, and so was Al Sharpton. They were definitely on the opposite side of this thing. First, Sheriff Joe on the Arizona law, and will it curb illegal immigration?
Well, we've been enforcing the two other state laws and the federal laws. This is just another tool that law enforcement can use to detect those here illegally. It's now a misdemeanor. They can be arrested and put in jail. And we have a big problem in this state and across our nation. Something has to be done. The federal government needs help, and we're here to help.
Al Sharpton, you can imagine, was livid listening to Sheriff Joe. He's vowing to take a big, gigantic group of people and march all over Arizona. And here was his take.
If it's a crime, there's nothing wrong with it. But if you're going to target people,
based on who they are, in this case Mexican-American, but if there was anybody, that is racial profiling on its face. To say that we're going to stop the incoming of people that are Mexicans into America is to say that you're going to look for people that look Mexican, which is racial profiling for a lot of very legal citizens of Hispanic descent. That's the problem with it.
All right, so, you know, this is pretty much how it's being played out across the United States. Wow, let's go to Christina, who's listening to us in Sweden. Hello, Christina.
Hello. I like to talk about Churchill Downs.
Oh, yes, the Kentucky Derby. Are you a horse racing fan?
No. This is for your listeners in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Louisville in 1962, and I went to Southern Junior High School. And that was overlooking Churchill Downs. And when I would sit in math class, I would see them going around the track.
Mm.
And I want to know if that junior high school is still there.
All right.
Kentucky.
That's interesting. So anybody listening to us, throw that out. 800-259-5791, because I don't know if that it is there or not. We can find out, though. I'm sure we'll be able to find that out.
I thought that was a lot of fun. I only lived in Kentucky in Louisville for a few months, but I thought that was fun to sit there in class. I didn't learn much in math at that.
Well, and you know what? You were in horse country. I mean, that is beautiful. Horse all over Kentucky, but Louisville's definitely.
It was beautiful there in those days.
Yeah, the Churchill Downs is still incredible. It's beautiful, the country around it, and the fact that you were there, and who knows, the horses, that's what's interesting. The horses that you were seeing being worked out, that's what I'm sure you were watching.
Yeah, that's what they were working out, right.
Yeah. How fun is that? Great memory.
Fun. But that was a good memory. And the teacher was really upset because he had to put the blinds on because everyone kept looking.
Right. They weren't paying attention. They were distracted.
No, we weren't paying attention. No, we weren't.
I love that. Well, we know hockey is big in Sweden, but horse racing isn't.
But here we have trotter is very big here. The
right.
Trotters?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So,
that's very big here.
Really? I didn't know that, actually.
Yes.
So the trotters, when we're talking about the trotters, you're talking about where they're pulling the guys.
Yeah, there's a little cart in the back.
There's a little cart,
he's sitting there, and he's bouncing up and down. Yeah. And the horse has to do a certain kind of gait. They can't run. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
it's very big. It's kind of the way, like you say, the gait that they have. It is. It's the trotters. That's why they call them the trotters.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny that you have that memory about Churchill Downs, Christina, because I grew up in New Jersey, in the southern part of New Jersey, and not too far from Short Hill Farms, and I had memories of the trotters, because just down the street from us, I thought it was fascinating. I would go to the rail and watch, and that they had a farm, and they still have it. It's a training farm for trotters, and you would just be going to school, and you would see the trotters going around this huge track that they built, and I thought it was so cool. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So we shared a different kind of memory, but both about horses.
And we share something else. You lived in Santa Barbara, and I also lived in Santa Barbara. In outside Santa Barbara, where the University of what's it called?
UC Santa Barbara, U.S.
Yeah,
but there's
a town there, not Goleta, but the next town over. There's a town right there. Oh, I can't think of it. Ida Vista.
Oh, that's a beautiful area. Yeah, that's really Santa Barbara. It's just right outside. Yeah. Oh, that's incredible. Wow, Christina, thanks for calling us. Take care there in Sweden. One of our fun listeners from outside the border of the United States. How about that? Our borders. 800-259-5791.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
You can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made.
No. So the Prez is calling out the Republicans over the Wall Street reform. And the Republicans are blocking at this point, although it's looking like there may be a compromise on some of the finer points in a piece of legislation that is a little bit convoluted at this point. I'll explain as we move along here on America Tonight. But we got a whole bunch of people lined up. Rick in Illinois, Jeremy in Alaska, and Mark in New York. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello. Hello. Hey.
Hey.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How about you?
Yeah, okay. Hey, I got all the answers again.
Oh, you're like a shell answer man. You go ahead,
yeah.
Go for it.
Well, immigration will just put a bounty on them. $5 ahead.
How much ahead?
$5.
Oh.
Because you know, government had that policy against American Indians, you know.
Yeah.
So, and then you scalp them and bring you $5.
So you
implement that program again.
The wheels are off. Go ahead.
Yeah, bring it back. Goldman Sachs, I say throw them all in jail with Bernie Madoff. They can all play bingo in their jail cells or something. They knew what they was doing.
Of course they knew what they were doing, but they're not dummies, and they've got lawyers that are the best that money can buy from some of the white shoe law firms. Are you kidding me? They're untouchable.
Well,
if anything, what's going to happen is that anybody has civil suits, they'll settle them. They'll settle them. They won't even go to court.
Well, they're just as guilty as OJ is, so don't make
sense. You mix it all in there. I love it.
Yeah. And what did they sign that Philadelphia player for?
Take a guess. How much money? How much money do you think?
In the paper, it said $215 million. That ain't right, is it?
That is correct, my friend.
$215 million?
Yeah, but remember, Alex Rodriguez, his contract originally with the Texas Rangers when he was playing for them was $250 million.
Yeah.
So that's still not the highest ever.
So it wasn't a misprint then?
It wasn't a misprint.
No.
It wasn't. How about...
Did you say
$125 million?
That's why a guy told me it worked, but the paper I read, it said $215
million. Oh, no, it's $125 million. I'm sorry.
$125
million. My fault. I thought you said $125. Yeah.
Well, it was a misprint in the paper then. Okay.
It was your eyesight.
Yeah. And the Kentucky Derby, who are we picking?
Oh, that's a tough one. I like Baffert's horse. As much as already Matt trashed him and said he was uppity, but he's won the Kentucky Derby three times. If I'm going to pick someone to win this, I'm going to say that it's probably going to be him. It's probably going to be Looking at Lucky. That's the name of his horse.
Looking at Lucky,
and I like that name, I do. But, there's going to be 18 horses in this, and there's some of them will be what I would call nags, and they're just in there for grins, and they're not going to be in the money. They're just crazy long shots. But you never know, but I think Baffert is going to win another one. We'll see.
And those people from Sweden, you talk about that Swedish woman,
mm-hmm.
They're kind of strange people. They eat sheep eyes.
Nothing is out of bounds with you. First, we start with the $5 a head bounty on the people that are here illegally. And then poor Christina, who we love from Sweden, you're saying they eat sheep eyes in Sweden.
Yeah, delicacy. Yeah. I know a guy from Sweden told me that. Eats them like candy. Are you serious, too?
Listen, I lived in Spain, and all I know is they had the heads on everything. They plop in front of you. I'm telling you, an octopus in their own juices.
Yeah.
They would. And you eat it that way. Something must work because they don't have saran wrap and they don't have all the preservatives that we have. It must work for them for sure. All right, Rick, you're always entertaining. We're going to let you slide. You have a good one. Don't forget about our Kentucky Derby Challenge. That's on Thursday in our third hour. Okay, let's go to Jeremy in Alaska. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, good evening, Kate.
Hello. What's on your mind?
Still evening on this side of the world anyway. But I wanted a clarification from the other night when I said Viva Alamo. I say that because if it wasn't for the Alamo, we wouldn't have won in the San Jacinto.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We kicked their butt there. We might have lost the Alamo, but that helped us kick their butt in San Jacinto. And two questions. How do you get a guy like Arpaio and that whacked-out mayor in the same town as far as voters?
No kidding. Sheriff Joe, I love Sheriff Joe, though, because I think he doesn't – what I like about him is he just does not care what anyone thinks. He does what he thinks he should do, and that's it. He doesn't care how he's profiled and the names he's called and – the things that have, I mean, he just goes for it. He does not care. I love that.
He does his job.
He does his job. You're right.
And, the next thing I had to say was, you hear a lot of criticism from Obama all the way to Al Sharpton about the bill, but I don't hear any solutions coming out of their mouth. I hear lots of criticism, but no solutions for the immigration problem.
Yeah, touche.
The illegal immigration.
You're
problem.
Right. The solutions we hear are what we would call the amnesty idea, the pathway to citizenship, the pay $10,000 over a course of how much time, or come out of the shadows and let's figure out how long you've been here and what you should be paying and whatever. But I don't think that's going to happen. From the people that I've talked to, what has already happened a little bit when our economy started to go south, Jeremy, and also with the idea that you have to pay a fine, is a lot of people will just leave. They'll take the money that they've saved up and leave. Some of them will.
Well, I have no problem with legal work visas and stuff like that. You know,
sure, absolutely. And, we've had Stu talk about that. He's talked about people that come in and work the fields. He was talking about watermelons. He was talking about people coming in, and they're migrant workers, and then they're housed, and then they go back to Mexico. That's a whole different thing. Or people with visas, student visas, and then they leave. The problem with the visas gets trickier, though, which we've seen with some of the terrorist activity where someone has a student visa, and then nobody, that's it. They're still here in the country illegally, and, you know, who knows what they're doing. We have a really strange way of keeping tabs on that. I think that's definitely an Achilles heel in the United States, and it's led to a disaster, frankly, for us, for sure. Jeremy, we love it when you call. You take care there in Alaska.
Yep. Someone could explain how they got Arpaio and that whacked-out mayor elected in the same area. I'd sure like to hear an explanation.
All right, I'll give you my explanation. Thanks. My explanation is you got to remember of the makeup of the people in Arizona, just like any other demographics. Demographics count here, and you have people that are extremely liberal, and then you have people that are extremely conservative. You remember, like, as far as gun rights and all that sort of stuff, Arizona, you can carry weapons. You can, again, you can, people who are against gun rights say it's like the Wild West, but I don't agree. You've got Senator John McCain, of course, who's been a longtime senator there. You have a tradition of a lot of Republicans, but then you'll also have a thread of Democrats too, and particularly in a place like Phoenix. So that's where the mayor, you're talking about Mayor Phil Gordon, he fits the bill there. And there are a lot of Hispanic people that, besides the almost 500,000 illegal Hispanics, you have a lot of people who are Hispanic who are Americans who grew up here and come from all over the place, their grandfathers and the people before them and whatever. And you have very wealthy Hispanic people with a lot of power and a lot of say. And so Phil Gordon is perfect for a city like Phoenix. And you have to remember, they're naturally not going to like the idea of anti-illegal immigration, at least some of the groups, to be certain. And that's what they're seeing around the Capitol. And that's the protest that they're hearing about boycotting the Diamondbacks and boycotting the Phoenix Suns and boycotting, if it comes to that, all the way back around again to spring training of next year, and not going to conventions there because don't put your dollars there. The mayor of San Francisco saying, hey, we're not sending anyone to Arizona. We certainly haven't had the last word on this one. Hang with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose except poor sleep? Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hanging with you, swinging for the fences, and we're not even getting paid Ryan Howard money, $125 million. Rick in Illinois bringing that up on the air as to how much that contract was worth. $125 million. That's peanuts compared to what the politicians pocket when they go on the speaking tour. Just ask any of the former presidents what happens when they leave office and they pump out a book or two, and then they start to get on the circuit. Yeah. Okay, Christina, we want to say this. Christina in Sweden, who joined us on the air at the top of the hour, sent a correction for Rick in Illinois, who said that Swedish people eat sheep eyes. She said sheep eyes. She sent me an email. Sheep eyes. I have lived here for 25 years. I have never seen or heard that. We eat a lot of different kinds of fish, but sheep eyes? Sorry, Rick, you are corrected. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Hey, buenas noches, ma.
Oui. ¿Y tú?
¿Tú gusta cuando me llama yo? ¿Sí?
¿Sí?
Sí, okay. See, yeah. I speak just a little Spanish. And I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I guess it makes for good radio. I don't speak enough Spanish to carry on a long conversation, but I can get by and I can whisper sweet nothings into a Latina woman's ear. I have fun watching a show name on Spanish language show called Vecinos, which means neighbor, mm-hmm. A show called Pero Amor, Escandalo TV, and La Tejera, because there's three brunettes and two blondes. When I tell you they're built like brick, you know what houses, I just
right.
can't get enough of them. And I watch that, and I laugh. People say, oh, you know, you're just trying to make up for being a racist or anti-Hispanic. And I told you how, and this goes to the immigration issue, how I used to date, and I still date Spanish women. The two women from Peru that I dated, I mentioned this to you once before. They say, Mark, when they say this, they're allowed to say it because they're Hispanic, okay, they're Latina. They say the Mexicans are laughing at you. They're coming here, and they're taking everything that you're giving to them, okay? And also, they are so pissed off that they waited online, they got their, they did the legal immigration. So when you say that, you know, maybe the, some people in Arizona or a majority of Latinos want or against it, well, that may be true, but I know people that are standing in line that are against it, and they are laughing at us, and they're taking our tax money, and they're, and I'll tell you something else. I heard on another show today that apparently there's this thing called the San Diego Plan or Initiative that La Raza and the rest of these groups, it's basically to take back the country, Mexico, take back America, and to kill Americans. It gets a little more involved. I don't want to go too much into it, but you know, you can see this with the swastika painted on the buildings. That's not to say that they're Nazis, that we're the ones that are Nazis. We're not Nazis. We're trying to protect our culture and our language. Mm-hmm. But these people, especially the smugglers, the drug gangs, the people that have the rape trees in the desert, I mean, mm-hmm. does anybody care about those people that are being raped? They have hanged the panties on the trees?
No.
Okay, right, exactly. We want the Mexican people to take their country back from Calderon and the rest of the scumbags down there. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to let you come here and kill our citizens. And if I have to vacation in Arizona, I will vacation. And let me just to mention that quick. Go to Arizona, America. Tell the rest of the people I want to boycott, like this scumbag Gavin Newsom from San Francisco. Hey, Newsom, remember the Bologna family that was killed by a Latin King gang member, illegal alien, in your sanctuary city? You didn't do anything about that, and you refused to do that because you are a piece of dirt, Gavin Newsom. And what does Gavin Newsom, the country of Mexico, and Chicago have in common? They all have, they're all anti-gun, and they have no way of protecting themselves, their citizens. Mm-hmm. This ties in with immigration. I know I'm going on a rant here.
That's okay. Let's hear it.
You saw CNN today about how there's so much, how many African Americans, blacks, are being killed in Chicago.
Right.
They have an outright gun ban, and they're still fighting the Supreme Court
yes.
decision. They don't want it. They have toyed with the idea of just getting rid of an entrance exam for their police officers. Now, okay, I'm sure they have good police officers there, but you have to understand, if you were willing to get rid of your entrance exam for police officers, your Mayor Daley of Chicago, anti-gun, anti-self-defense, a corrupt Democrat, Blagojevich, Barack Obama, it all ties in, America. It does tie in. They don't know what to do in Chicago, and they don't really care about these kids that are getting killed. They said if you snitches, get stitches. If you're black and someone shoots you, you can't even. I mean, what kind of culture? I mean, it's
terrible.
It's absolutely disgusting. And
yeah.
it just ties in. I know I'm talking about a lot of different things, but you talk about the crime rate in the black community. Talk about the dropout rate. The dropout rate in the illegal Hispanic community is even worse. So you don't want to have undereducated, underclass folks flooding into your country because you're simply going to bring your own country down. Is it racist? Look, I'm sick and tired of people saying that. I'm sick and tired of people saying, well, if they're blonde-haired, blue-eyed Swedes, if they're blonde-haired, blue-eyed Swedes, didn't speak the language, we're dropping babies here, we're not working, we're sucking the country dry, and we're committing the crimes like in the numbers that the Hispanics were doing, we want them out too. So don't give
right.
us that garbage.
Right.
Sick and tired of hearing, I'm so angry, I'm ready to go outside and beat somebody's brains in, but if somebody would be an innocent person. So I'd love to go down there and you know, that so-called peaceful rally in Phoenix when they threw bottles at police. Next time you throw a bottle, hit a cop in the head, Kate, let me know what happens to you. If you were in Mexico or you were a white person that did that, they would turn their firearms on you. And that's
right.
what they should do. They should fire on these people. But, you know, I said that last year, 2 years ago, and somebody called and was all uppity and said, well, we're not going to fire on these people. Or we're not going to let the ranchers or the American people in the desert shoot these people as they come across. Well, you know what? If we could separate the wheat from the chaff, the scumbags, the drug dealers, and the killers, then maybe that will be allowed, you know? Arizona is doing the right thing because they are just trying to get a handle, and your government, in cahoots with La Raza, in cahoots with a vast majority of the Stalinists in the government, they don't care. They want this country to go to war. That's what they want, against each other, so they can keep themselves in power along with the bankers. And I'll tell you about Goldman Sachs tomorrow. Thanks, baby.
All right, Goldman Sachs, that's interesting because we're going to talk about Goldman Sachs, Mark. Mark talking about, again, and if you haven't heard Mark before, he's passionate, obviously, in the way he feels, and especially when it comes to gun rights. And this is the thing, and I welcome any opinion here, and I'm telling you that. I'm saying the most liberal of liberals, I'm saying call this show, 800-259-5791. Why you don't, I don't know, because I'll get emails that'll talk about it and will say that they can't believe some of the things that they're hearing. The one thing that Mark said, and he's right, it permeates through, is the fact of this labeling of racist. It's a loose label. And there are people that are racist. There are people that are brutal. I mean, they're brutal. I mean, there are people that are sexist, that are racist, that are, you know, we got all kinds of labels. But the problem is it's easy to stamp someone as a racist. To have an honest discussion, you have to be able to feel like you can say what you think, what you've seen, what you've learned, what you've heard. And then you have to ultimately decide. I've talked to so many people, and I've already said this. I've talked to people from Vietnam who have come here legally. I've talked to people from Cuba. I've already mentioned this. I've already said the places. And a lot of them are Spanish-speaking, but others speak in other tongues. And they have come, and they're learning English or have learned English. And I think we embrace all the cultures, and that's what makes us such a great country, because we are a melting pot, and it's incredibly interesting and rich when you go from the east to the west to the south to the Midwest all the way out west. I mean, it's amazing. It's an amazing country with an amazing body of people, I would say, that with a different fabric, and that's what makes us so unique. I'm reading the book right now, Benjamin Franklin, all about that, all about what it was like and coming over and what it was like for his father and all that kind of stuff. But the thing that somehow gets lost is the discussion. It's like the discussion over the Prophet Muhammad in South Park that we had earlier that is going to come back up around if you didn't hear it in our next hour. And I don't understand that as well, that there's a thing called satire and there's a cartoon called South Park where they rip on every religion. Everybody, it's equal opportunity ripping. That's the idea. Nothing is out of bounds. Anybody who watches it knows it. That's part of freedom of speech. And now they have to be concerned because of what they've done with the Prophet Muhammad in the cartoon. And then there are others who are afraid and they won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. And I just don't understand that. I don't understand why we cannot have those open discussions. All right, quickly, speaking of that, I'm going to get into Goldman Sachs here in a second, but I want to clean up a couple of things, including this one about Fort Hood and Senator Joe Lieberman and Senator Susan Collins. They were pushing for this for a while now about the investigating what was going on with the shootings, because, you know, how people forget, 13 people dead last November as a result of that horrible thing, heinous. Major Hassan, the signs were there, they were ignored, and then look what happens. So there's this deadline now. The Department of Defense and Justice offered what they would call partial cooperation to these requests from those two senators and some others, and subpoenas to get more info on what happened, on the follow-up. The Senate Homeland Security and also the Governmental Affairs Committee, they've been looking into it since a week after it happened. And yet nothing has come out of this. There's been massive, what we would call foot dragging, I guess is the best way to say it. So good for Lieberman for trying to keep it out there, and Collins as well. And they're saying to the Attorney General and the Defense Secretary, we want the material. We want to know what's going on. And they want an explanation of why they're not getting it. They, given all the warning signs of Hassan's extreme radicalization and hostility toward the U.S. military and the United States, pretty much, why wasn't he stopped before? How do you prevent something like that from happening again on a base where, for goodness sake, our soldiers, our men and women who are volunteering are supposed to feel like they can survive on the base before they get sent over into Afghanistan, right? Hang with us. Fruits and Nuts coming up around the bend.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. a special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I come to say bananas often ripen in a certain way. When they are fresh and brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad, you can put them in a pie, any way you want to eat them.
Time for Fruits and Nuts here on America Tonight. The award goes to actor Randy Quaid and his wife, Evie. They spent a couple of hours behind bars in Santa Barbara County. Why? They didn't, you know, pay what they were supposed to pay to the innkeeper. Check this out. They apparently, allegedly, defrauded an innkeeper and failed to pay a hotel bill. You want to know what the hotel bill was? $10,000. This was in Santa Barbara. They were originally picked up in Presidio County in Texas in September. They both faced felony charges of burglary, defrauding an innkeeper, and conspiracy. So the judge gave them 20,000 credit for a previous bond, and after about 4 hours in jail, they posted the remaining 80,000 each, and they were freed until another hearing tomorrow or Wednesday. So what is going on with the Quaids? What's going on with that situation? You remember Randy Quaid at one point, National Lampoon, Vacation, Kingpin, I think a little Brokeback Mountain. Certainly his brother could lend him the money. I don't get it. Whatever they did at this stop in this hotel, but and $10,000 on a hotel bill, what were they doing? Did they have to keep restocking the minibar? I mean, I guaranteed it was a nice place where they stayed, but it seems kind of high. I mean, I'm thinking that they were probably just eating up a storm and drinking up a storm, and I don't know. Maybe they did some damage. I don't know. And this is crazy, too. They were handcuffed, taken from court Monday morning, and then they were escorted by the sheriff's deputies for booking. So you can always go to Smoking Gun. That's where they put those flattering photographs of celebrities once they have been photographed, you know, for that official portrait, if you will. All right, we also are going to clear up a mystery for John in Kentucky, and we'll go to our Cracker Jack researcher on this show, Matt Johnson, who John didn't ask the question on the air, so I'm not even sure what the question is, but I think we have an answer for him, as we have an incredible wealth of knowledge on this staff, so I'm sure immediately we came up with whatever the answer is to the question, I hope, anyway. What was the question John had?
Well, he had picked up a magazine on the Kentucky Derby and read something about the horses and their training and something about how they took them on like 160-kilometer rides. And so he's wondering how far that actually was in miles and then how long that would take.
And what is it?
Well, you don't have the answer?
Oh, please. And immediately I calculated it in my mathematical genius brain.
Well, just to help you out a little bit here. 160 kilometers is roughly 100 miles, and it takes between 10 and 12 hours for the horses to travel that far. So that's the answer, John in Kentucky.
10 and 12 hours. Woo! All right, very good. Thank you. You never know what we're going to come up with here. Let's go to Jeff, who's listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Jeff. What's going on, Jeffrey?
This is my first time call, and you're talking some things and kind of hit home. I kind of agree with the guy about the $5
bounty.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up on a trotting farm here.
Oh.
A woman in from Sweden called.
Right.
So, and they used to, when we were kids, they would give us a dollar bounty if we would kill the groundhogs, cut their tails off.
Now, wait, you got to explain that. Why is that?
Well, because they would dig holes out in the fields and the horses would
fall
in the holes.
Yeah.
Break their legs, so. So I just thought that was kind of funny. But.
That is funny. So were you good? Were you a good shot? Did you make a lot of money killing these groundhogs?
Well, no. We used to take them in there to the office and show them to the women. And they wouldn't even open the bags to look at them. They would, like, just go, ooh, ooh. And so we'd just take them back out and give them to someone else, and they would take them in there and turn them in again. So...
I love it. Now, the trotting farm, so did you get, you got to see that then? You got to see the horses trot. I mean, it must have been a track.
Oh, yeah. It was the biggest trotting farm in Kentucky.
Wow.
And the woman from Sweden, you know, it is really a big thing there. And the guy who used to train our horses was from Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
He came here and won a couple of Hamiltonians. It's like the biggest race for the trotters, like the Derby.
Right, right. I've heard of it. Absolutely. Wow, that's fascinating. Yeah, that was what happened down the street for me. The trotting farms were. It was just cool to watch. It was the same as the farm you're talking about. It was a big training center in New Jersey, and that's exactly what they did. Every day at a certain couple of hours, you would see the horses getting worked out, and they would go around. There'd be a couple of them out there, and they would go around the track, and some of them were horses that were beginning their career, let's say, and others that were just getting their workouts.
Yes. Yeah, I used to go over up there to Jersey. I used to take mares up there to breed, and used to go over to that track there. And actually, that's where the guy trained at. That had our horses there.
Oh, you know where?
Big Bay Farm, I think is what it was.
Yeah, you know where I'm talking about, in South Jersey.
Yes.
Yeah, that you were in my neck of the woods, not too far from Philadelphia.
Yes. Well, I just thought I would call. There was a couple of things that hit close.
That was good. Jeff, you were a good caller. Call us again. Don't be shy.
Oh, I will. I listen all the time.
Thanks. I appreciate that. All right, a first-time caller. He was. Do we have some applause for Jeff? He was good. Do you think he was good? Yeah.
It's always hard that first time you call in, too.
It is. It is hard.
You got the nerves going on.
Yeah.
You just got to think that you're just having a one-on-one conversation.
That's absolutely right. And it always turns out that way. But it's just cracking it, getting in there the first time. All right, Chris in Missouri. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Kate. Yeah, about this Arizona, you know, I remember my mom telling me, I don't care if this gal doesn't, I don't care if it gets repealed or I don't care what happens with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mom used to always tell me at least a mistake is proof that somebody tried to do something.
I agree, and she's trying to do something, and,
yeah,
and good for her.
I don't care what happens, you know. I mean, it's brought the attention to the forefront. They've sat on their hands for the last 40 years. Nobody's done nothing. And even if it's the totally wrong thing that she's doing, I don't care. At least she's trying, which
yep.
is a lot more than anybody in Washington or any other state so far has put together and done.
Yep, absolutely. I agree. Bravo. Absolutely. Amen. I absolutely. Thank you for the call. That's what I say all the time, Chris, in the last couple of days, that no matter what, for all the flack and the, you know, she's getting threats for all the things that are happening, she knows it, and she knew that was going to happen because it is a hot issue. It is a divisive issue in a place like Arizona, around the country. So, and she even came out today and said this and said, listen, because of this outcry of, ooh, tourism in Arizona is going to go down. People are going to avoid the Grand Canyon and Lake Havasu and Sedona, which are beautiful areas. I've been to all three. Incredible to go to the Grand Canyon. And Sedona is beautiful and Lake Havasu is cool. And I don't believe that. I think people that normally go there and vacation are going to still go there. And so there's going to be more fallout. But I don't think it's going to cripple the tourism industry there. It sounds good for those that are trying to jump on this issue. It's such an easy thing to do. Like for Gavin Newsom, the mayor of San Francisco, to step in right in the middle of this, of course. And the New York mayor, Michael Bloomberg, who says Arizona's new law would have a chilling effect on international business travel, investment and tourism in the area, and all that stuff, and saying that, geez, maybe New York will benefit. Come on, give me a break. The state hosts more than 37 million domestic and international visitors, they said, in 2008. I looked this up, according to their own Office of Tourism. And tourists spent about $18.5 billion. They also pumped in $1.4 billion in local and state tax revenues in 2008. That's the last year they would have any kind of statistics. And, you know, there's even a Facebook page that's gone up saying, don't boycott Arizona tourism. So give me a break. And like any good controversy, it will eventually cool. I'm going to leave you with this thought. It's just fun. Billy Crystal was the guy who said, by the time a man is wise enough to watch his step, he's too old to go anywhere.